Good afternoon, everyone. It's 1 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's Missouri Basin Conference Call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current conditions and support provided to local communities by the Kansas City and Omaha districts. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Christine Paul. I'm a public affairs specialist with the Kansas City District, and I will be your moderator today. This call will be recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse. It can be found at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWB. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The forced mute function does not work on cell phones. So if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function. Do not place your phone on hold. We will have a question and answer session at the end of the call. And we have altered the agenda slightly as the River Crest exits the Omaha District and enters the Kansas City District. So we'll start with opening comments from Lieutenant Colonel Doug Brownhill, Deputy Commander of the Kansas City District. Sir?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Like Christine said, as the crest moves from the Omaha District down into the northern border of the Kansas City District, we'll be taking over the majority of the operations for this particular meeting. So we've been monitoring the rainfall last night, see what effects that has on the river, and then gauging what's expected to come in the next day or so. Our team stands ready. Our EOC is activated on a level 3, ready to execute and provide assistance as needed. If anybody needs anything, please do not hesitate to contact Mike Doolin and our EOC. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Christina. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I will now present Lisa Holtz from the National Weather Service, Missouri River Basin Forecast Center. She will provide an update on river stages, river forecasts, and weather forecasts. Lisa?
Thank you. So as a quick review, over the past 24 hours ending this morning, heavy rainfall did occur over the northern half of Missouri with widespread precipitation amounts of 2 to 4 inches, with some locations receiving upwards of 5 inches. The timing and locations of this rainfall has caused earlier and higher rises on the Missouri River below Glasgow, Missouri. The forecasts described next are taking into account 24 hours of future precipitation. So along the Missouri River, starting at Omaha, the river continues to fall and is expected to fall below flood stage shortly today. At Nebraska City, Brownville, and Rulo are all past crests and still in moderate flood category. Nebraska City will continue a slow fall, while Brownville and Rulo will remain elevated and over the next couple of days before beginning to fall. They are expected to remain above flood stage into the weekend. Downstream of St. Joe, the river is expected to have a very broad crest over the next couple of days and peak at 23.3 feet on Thursday. While the river will remain below flood stage at Kansas City, further downstream, the river will again experience flooding. Waverly, Missouri will crest in minor flood category early Friday morning near 26.3 feet, while Glasgow, Missouri will crest near 29.1 feet Friday in the moderate category. At Boonville, the river will crest in minor flood category near 26.3 feet on Friday, and at Jefferson City, it is now forecast into the minor flood category, with the first crest occurring overnight tonight near 23.9 feet, with an additional crest that is from the routed water upstream that will crest overnight on Friday near 23.6 feet. And finally, downstream at Herman, Missouri, the river is now expected to crest in moderate flood category near 26.6 feet on Thursday. As a reminder, the crests mentioned in these furthest downstream locations are caused by that local rainfall that fell last night that is routing into the Missouri River before the original crests moved downstream from the flooding that we saw up in the Iowa-Nebraska area. Looking forward over the next 5 days, thunderstorms continue to impact the area. Locally, higher amounts are always possible in these situations. On day one, which includes this morning through Thursday morning, two areas of heavier rainfall are expected over the next 24 hours. Southern South Dakota and into northern Nebraska can see 1 to 1.5 inches. But the good news here is that most of this rainfall is expected to flow into the Missouri River above the Gavin's Point Dam. Another area of concern is in southeast Kansas into southern half of Missouri. This area could experience widespread amounts exceeding one inch with areas up to 2 inches possible. On day two, which is Thursday morning through Friday morning, widespread rain is expected in eastern South Dakota into Minnesota and northern Iowa, mainly impacting the James and Sioux River basins with amounts of 1 to 2 inches possible. With an additional area, southern Iowa into Missouri will also be experiencing thunderstorms, which could bring rainfall amounts of up to 1 inch possible. Days three and four, which would include Friday morning through Sunday morning, look relatively dry across the Missouri basin, with the exception of isolated thunderstorms that might occur. On day five, which would be Sunday morning through Monday morning, another round of rainfall is currently forecasted across eastern Kansas into western Missouri with amounts up to 1.5 inches. We will continue to note that these storm systems have been very efficient rainfall producers. Locally, higher amounts are always possible within heavy thunderstorms and where storms move over the same location for an extended period of time. As it stands today, the additional rainfall in the forecast over the next week are not expected to have a significant impact on the crests along the Missouri River, but it is possible that they could hold up the river on the lower end of the Missouri River slightly longer than what is currently forecasted. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Lisa. Up next, we have Mike Doolin with the Kansas City District, who will provide an update on the flooding response.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Mike Doolin, Emergency Management Specialist, reporting for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There's been no change in our EOC status. We remain activated at level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Our flood fight team is meeting with levee sponsors in Holt County, Missouri, again today to provide technical assistance. There's some seepage issues reported up there that are ongoing in a couple locations, but those will be resolved as the water levels are starting to trend down up there. So tomorrow, our field team plans to focus their efforts along the Missouri River in central Missouri, where last night's rainfall is causing a slight upward trend in river levels. Current river observations show Rulo, Nebraska has crested and is slowly trending down near 23.7 feet currently. Turning our attention east of Kansas City, as mentioned, we are seeing a slight rise in river stages caused by heavy rainfall in central Missouri. Fortunately, this precipitation fell well below the upstream flood crest. Over the next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees in our district that participate in our PL 8499 program are forecast to overtop. Now, that said, with last night's rainfall, additional levees are now expected to see some loading this week. The freeboard estimates are as follows. So for Holt County, again, trending down at Rulo there, Corning now has 1 foot or more of freeboard. Union Township has 1 foot or more of freeboard. Holt County number 10 has right around 2 feet of freeboard. And Holt County number 9 and Cannon Drainage District have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. Now, downstream of St. Joe on the Kansas side, Henry Pole, Great Bull, and Schwartz and Walcott sections 1, 2, and 3 can expect to see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. And on the Missouri side, non-federal levee systems, Rushville, Sugar Lake, and Bean Lake can expect to see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. Now, looking east of Kansas City, there are 36 non-federal levee systems that could see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard in the next 3 days. Several non-fed levee systems downstream will have greater than 5 foot of freeboard. However, I would advise all levee districts east of Kansas City to be prepared to see some water on their levee system in the coming days. It might just be a couple feet, but be prepared to see some water on the toe of your levees, if not a little higher. Federal levee systems upstream of Kansas City are experiencing loading. They have been for a couple days now. However, all are forecast to have greater than 5 foot of freeboard. More precipitation is in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow morning. The heaviest rainfall looks to be predicted to land in the Osage Basin. So if we have to get rain, that's not a bad place for it to drop. But depending on the exact timing and location of that rainfall, if it lands in the Osage Basin, our flood control reservoirs should be able to capture quite a bit of that runoff. So we will continue to closely monitor river stages and rainfall this week. Any significant changes in river stages or levee status will be communicated quickly with our state, local, and federal partners. There have been no changes in requests for direct assistance. We will have staff on standby through the holiday to support requests for direct assistance, if necessary, at our Smithville and Napoleon offices. Excuse me. Our EOC will remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance until floodwaters have receded. If you need to contact us for any reason, we can be reached at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, just leave your name and a callback number, and we will return that call very quickly. Thank you, and that concludes my remarks.
Thank you. Next, we'll have Chris Berzer with the Kansas City District, who will provide an update on operations at tributary projects.
Thank you, Christine. So, yes, the most significant item I have to report out this afternoon is that with the anticipation that the Missouri River at Herman will be cresting above 260,000 CFS, then that triggers for our Truman Reservoir in the Osage Basin that we will curtail releases until such time as the river has crested. So what you're looking at here is an overall schematic of all the projects within the Kansas City District's area of responsibility. And there's Truman Reservoir down here on the Osage. If we go to the next slide. Thank you, Christine. This is our every morning we evaluate and forecast conditions at our reservoirs for whether or not that's appropriate to make releases or not. And this is today's report, and that's the web address for its location. And if we go to the next slide. Thank you, Christine. So this represents our 3-day forecast, and of the 18 reservoir projects we've got there, the first oval identifies the principal projects in the Kansas Basin, which have been shut off for over a week now in response to conditions at Waverly being above criterion. So the Kansas, Tuttle Creek, Perry, Clinton, they've been at low flow for over a week now. But as I just stated, that with the forecast of Herman to go above 260,000 CFS, that triggers for us a change that has to take place at Truman. That tells us that we have to cut back on releases. So this printout here represents this morning's forecast. And with the advancing through the day with the updated rain forecast and weather service forecasts, we realize that conditions have changed. So we are anticipating that tomorrow morning, the forecast will, of course, will change, and that we will be, instead of the, we forecasted that today out of Truman, we had coordinated with Lake of the Ozarks downstream, Bagnell Dam. We had coordinated for 24,000 CFS, modest release out of Truman to be coordinated through Lake of the Ozarks. But with the Herman forecasting now based on water on the ground, we know that tomorrow, instead of the scheduled releases that we had anticipated earlier this morning, those are going to be cut way back so as to not contribute to exacerbate flooding downstream. So if one were to go out on the internet, you can find our forecast every morning by 11 o'clock. It's updated. And with that, I guess that concludes my input here for this morning. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks, Chris. Now we'll hand it over to the Omaha District Emergency Management Branch to provide an update on the flood response and recovery process, as well as current system releases from Gavin Points Dam.
Yes, thank you, Eileen. This is Spencer Giles, Emergency Management Chief for the Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District. The release from Gavin's Point remain at 13,000 cubic feet per second. We continue to maintain our activation level here in the Emergency Operations Center as level 2, a partial activation, with hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. In the last 24 hours, we responded to a direct assistance request for the L575 system, in which an unusually high number of boils were developing behind the levee structure. In coordination with the levee sponsor, Buchanan Levee District Number 1, a plan to ring the boils was developed and a contract was issued. Contractor performance is monitored by our construction team, and we do not see these boils posing an immediate threat, especially as water levels continue to recede in that reach. A more in-depth analysis of the levee structure will occur during recovery phase. L550 has also been identified as having a similar situation. Our levee surveillance teams are working with the sponsors, and we are prepared to take additional action if necessary. Helicopter surveillance, which has been invaluable in identifying and troubleshooting hotspots such as on L575, will continue through tomorrow. And on-ground surveillance team continue to be deployed to the levee systems, where we will work with our sponsors. If you have any questions for us, call 402-995-2448 and leave a message. Our staff will return the call as quickly as possible. In summary, what we are seeing is expected levee performance, and we are working closely with levee sponsors in responding to changing conditions as they occur. There is no cause for concern. As waters recede, so will the occurrence of this phenomenon. Thank you, Eileen. I would like to point out also, if you're on a computer, we're displaying emergency regulatory permitting process. So as folks start looking at responding, the QR code on here will take you to a link, and it walks through the steps, the special regulatory processes that we have under emergency conditions for permitting actions. There's details there. Ask that you keep this, share it with others that are looking for similar information. And that's it. That's all for me, Eileen.
Thank you. Now we'll receive updates from state emergency managers or departments of transportation with updates on closures or impacts. And we'll go in order, starting with Iowa.
Good afternoon. Scott Schramm, Iowa DOT. We've announced that we are reopening I-29 and I-680 at 3 p.m. today. There'll be partial lane closures while we continue to remove debris next week. We'll do that in the outside lane, and we'll have traffic in the inside lane. We'll have a head-to-head traffic between mile markers 65 and a half up to the 71. Other than that, it'll be all single lane outside of that area. That's it for Iowa DOT.
Thank you. Do we have anyone from Kansas on? Missouri?
Yeah, this is Chris Engelbrecht with MoDOT. So it looks like we are sitting right now around 26 road closures in the state. In about 15 different counties. A lot of the flash flooding impacts from last night, really only one impact in Holt County from Missouri River type backup flooding types issues. So on Route 111, so no major impacts at this point. So we'll keep listening and preparing for any issues that may come up from any other levee issues that may occur.
Thank you. Next up is Nebraska.
Good afternoon, Christine. Craig Thielen from SID 1, Lake Wakanda. We're a non-federal levee on the right bank of the Missouri River. We have seen reducing freeboard levels, and the sand blanket that was installed in the recommendation of the Corps last week is performing well. After raising the lake level upon the recommendation, with the last night's rain and other high water coming up over docks, we've had to start pumping water out of the lake just to reduce any further damage to infrastructure and personal property. No new sand boils have been observed, and we are monitoring conditions hourly. The USACE on-site support has been excellent, and we feel the worst is behind us now as the rivers continue to recede. Thank you, and that's all I have for today's update.
Thank you. Anyone from South Dakota on? Okay, we will now move to the question and answer portion. We have 59 people on the call today. Thank you again for joining us. So if there are any questions, please feel free to unmute yourself and go ahead and ask.
Yeah, this is Tom Waters. I'm watching the flooding on the Mississippi River, and I'm wondering if there's any concerns or comments about the crest of the Mississippi at St. Louis and the timing with the crest at St. Louis of the Missouri River. Looks like they're going to be within a few hours of each other.
I don't have specific details on that at this point, but I do believe that, I mean, both rivers should be cresting low enough that they shouldn't be having a large impact on each other.
Thanks.
It looks like we have a question in the chat. Will the slides and or notes be sent out? Yes, we will be sure to send out the slides afterwards. Okay, now we will go through alphabetical order by state to take any final questions. So we'll start with Iowa. Kansas. Missouri.
Missouri has no questions, just hopeful for sunshine this weekend.
Thank you. Montana. Nebraska. North Dakota. South Dakota. And Wyoming. And if there's any press on the line, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them. Okay, any final questions before we adjourn?
This is Frank Huseman from up in Blencoe. Maybe this is too early to tell, and we're pretty new at this flooding stuff with the river. With the improvements that have been made to the structures from the 2011 and 2019 floods, with this particular incident, does anybody have an opinion what this does to the channel? Will this enhance, or will it scour the channel out a little more? Is the opinion that it will do more damage to structures, or is it just way too early to tell how this might affect those? Thank you.
So this Spencer from Omaha District. Just kind of a brief mention. We've certainly been working to collect a lot of data throughout the flood event, which will help us understand many things. And as soon as the floodwaters start to recede, we'll have crews out surveying the channel, and we'll have more information after that.
Any additional questions?
Eileen, this is Jim Remillard from Missouri. Do you intend to keep these calls going since this flooding is going to be exiting the Omaha district, or is Kansas City going to keep them going, or what's the status on the calls?
Hi, my name is actually Christine Paul. I'm a public affairs specialist with the Kansas City District. Eileen was unable to be on today's call. I will double check with her. I don't want to misspeak. But right now we do have a call scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I believe they will continue, but she would have that information. And so hopefully we can provide you a better answer tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Hey, this is Mike Doolin. I think she had planned to take them at least through the weekend until we start seeing some more water drop in the Kansas City District at a minimum. So.
Okay, Mike, thanks. We'll be on.
Any additional questions or any closing comments from any of our presenters today?
It's Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill. Just want to say thanks to the team for everybody's hard work and dedication. As tomorrow's the 4th of July, just for safety reminder, go out, have fun, but do it safely. I want to have you back on the call and back into work the same way you went in. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your participation today. Just a reminder that the next call is scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And this concludes our call. Thank you.